أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Ayah 20 of Surah Al-Anfal. This is Surah number 8, The Spoils of War. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Obey Allah and His Messenger. And just to recap, ita'a is literally the bare minimum of obedience, while ittiba', which we looked at in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 31, is following in the footsteps, totally, sort of asking for guidance in everything. So here is saying, bare minimum obedience to Allah and His Messenger. وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا And do not turn back anhu from him وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ While you are listening. And here, the from him refers to the Prophet. So the first thing is listen with respect. Look at him. Turn towards him when he's speaking and when you're listening to him. But the first thing we're going to look at today is the difference between hearing and listening and understanding this. Hearing is sort of accidental. It's an automatic brain response to sound that doesn't require any effort. We're surrounded by sounds all the time. We're accustomed to the sounds of airplanes or lawnmowers or literally everything. And you know, sometimes we don't even hear those sounds until we totally quieten ourselves. And we hear these incidental sounds and we train ourselves to sort of ignore them. We sort of filter them out from our head. Listening, on the other hand, is focused. It's intentional. It requires motivation and effort. And it's something that really is important when we're talking about Allah and His Messenger. Listening cannot be taken for granted. Before the invention of writing, people conveyed all knowledge through the combination of showing and telling. People recited tribal histories to attentive audiences. This is how the Quran was transmitted, through listening. And listening requires focus. Listening requires action. All too often, we listen to the Quran, we hear the Quran, but we do not listen to it. We're also told when you recite the Quran, recite it in an audible whisper so you can hear your recitation, so you're able to focus on it. It's really important. This ayah is trying to tell me and you, listen, do not just hear. Because today, with electronic recordings, if we become distracted, we sort of think we can go back and replay a recording. But if we focus totally and turn our attention to what's being said, my goodness, there are so many benefits. And the most important of them is that listening leads to learning. And listening leads to a change in behavior. When we say in Salah, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah listens to he who praises him. We say, Ya Asma Sami'een, O one who is the listener, the one who listens to everything, then we too must be able to reflect that. Because the Prophet says, Takhalluqu bi akhlaq Allah, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. We too must be proactive. When we listen, we act on it, we change behaviors, we become better people. We become more human. And in this particular case, in Ayah 21, Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ Don't be like those who say, we hear, سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ But they do not hear. In other words, they say we listen, but all they do is hear. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who listen to the Quran. Remember, the Quran comes from the Arabic word qara'a, which is five things. The first one is to read. in essence, that is to listen, because I said audible whisper, we're able to listen it. Then to internalize or memorize. Then to understand. Then to apply it into our lives. And then to be able to manifest it or to teach it or to make sure that we have understood what we have heard and what we have read. And then we're able to show it into our behaviors. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ